It's Monday, March 25th, 2024, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Accenture slashes their 2024 revenue forecast as consulting demand wanes. SolarWinds sets a precedent for software providers in support of the U.S. cybersecurity efforts. And Arrow Electronics introduces Aerosphere Assistant, AI-driven enhancements for cloud business management. This is the Business of Tech. Today's episode is supported by Huntress. You want to focus on your clients and are always looking for ways to get more time. Use Huntress's fully managed cybersecurity platform to fight off cyber threats. Huntress is more than cybersecurity software for endpoints and identities. It's a 24/7 security operations center. It's security awareness training, community engagement, and dedicated partner support with an average CSAT score of 99.3%. Technology can only get you so far. Human expertise is what's needed to truly elevate and protect small businesses, and you get that with Huntress. Secure your clients and help them thrive with the number one rated EDR for SMBs on G2. Visit huntress.com/MSP radio to find out more. Let's start off the week with our weekly market review. The Russell 2000, that proxy for small business, was down about a half a percentage point last week, but is up nearly a percentage point in the last 30 days and down 1.15% for the year. The S&P 600, which looks at the smallest companies, was up last week and is roughly even for the year. Consulting might be having a tough year. According to Business Insider, Accenture has cut its revenue forecast for 2024 as demand for consulting services slows. Other major consulting firms are also experiencing a decline in demand, and Deloitte has launched a reorganization to cut costs. According to a report from the White House Council of Economic Advisors, the Biden administration believes that full employment has been achieved in the labor market, contrary to inflation-fighting economic orthodoxy. They argue that there is little evidence that tight labor markets have caused higher inflation. The report highlights the benefits of full employment, such as shrinking racial and gender gaps in employment and strong bargaining powers for workers. The job market dynamics differ from pre-pandemic times, with strong inflation eating away wage gains, but nominal wages have soared, and there are gains in real terms. Consumer sentiment may be weakening based on indicators such as apparel, grocery, and restaurant sales. Companies like Lululemon, Darden Restaurants, and General Mills have reported signs of customer softness. Rising gas prices are also impacting consumer feelings about the economy. While the National Retail Federation forecast model retail sales growth for 2024, Americans are starting to seek cheaper alternatives. According to internet search data and reported in the Small Business Blog, the top businesses that Americans want to start in 2024 are cleaning, vending machines, drop shipping, e-commerce, consulting, clothing, ATMs, landscaping, pressure washing, and lawn care businesses. Interesting, most of these businesses do not require previous knowledge, experience, or qualifications. Why do we care? I'm inclined to believe the big consulting shift is about prioritizing operational efficiency over growth. Couple that with some consumer sentiment softness, and it's all representative of the vibes economy, particularly when you look at full employment. Note that we're seeing conditions we've not seen before, so historical data is not necessarily representative. My friend Karl Polachek likes to remind everyone that you're an economy of one. Rather a useful perspective when the data is new like this. Data such as this should be used directionally. Trend lines that look solid, yet not explosive. A China-linked threat group, UNC5174, has been conducting aggressive cyber campaigns by exploiting security flaws in ConnectWise Screen Connect and F5 Big IP software. The group is believed to be a former member of Chinese hacktivist collectives and is now acting as a contractor for China's Ministry of State Security, targeted research institutions, businesses, NGOs, and government organizations. Sophos analysts have also observed an increase in malicious activity involving Screen Connect, which is that remote access tool. Threat actors have been leveraging Screen Connect to launch various attacks and deliver different types of malware, including Lockbit, Async Rat, password stealers, and Cobalt Strike payloads. SolarWinds has become the first software provider to submit the Secure Software Development Self-Attestation, marking a significant milestone in cybersecurity standards. The self-attestation aligns with U.S. government requirements and supports national cybersecurity initiatives, promoting transparent information sharing and proactive cybersecurity measures. A newly discovered vulnerability in Apple's M-series chips allows attackers to extract secret encryption keys from Macs during cryptographic operations. The flaw, stemming from the microarchitectural design of the chips, cannot be directly patched. Instead, it can only be mitigated by implementing defenses in third-party cryptographic software, which may significantly downgrade performance. The vulnerability can be exploited when a targeted cryptographic operation and the malicious application run on the same CPU cluster. The researchers named the attack GoFetch and provided insights into the behavior of the chip's data memory dependent prefecture, or DMP, which can leak information through cache side channels. Apple M3 chips can disable DMP by enabling data independent timing. This is not possible on M1 and M2 processors. Why do we care? I wanted to continue to keep an eye on the ConnectWise Screen Connect exposure, and this issue appears to be as critical as was implied. I checked with a trusted cybersecurity source who tells me there's still significant exposure in the number of servers still unpatched, and to assume any unpatched servers are completely owned. SolarWinds is certainly leaning into being a model student, which is a smart move considering their recent history. Disclosure, shareholder. The M-chip vulnerability is one of those security stories most of us can do very little about. We'll all be informed, but there's not much to do here for now. Global distributor Arrow Electronics has launched ArrowSphere Assistant, an AI application powered by Microsoft Azure. The AI assistant aims to streamline workflows, provide insights into new business opportunities, and offer actionable security intelligence and financial assistance to partners. Arrow claims that the assistant can generate detailed reports and recommendations, helping partners manage their cloud businesses more effectively. 22 Miles has released a trade show AI assistant that streamlines event operations and attendee support through a chat interface. The AI assistant offers real-time event information, wayfinding, and self-service support in multiple languages. It can be deployed on digital signage, websites, or within event apps. A limited number of trade show organizers can use the AI assistant for free for 1 year. Why do we care? Both of these are examples of a new space for customer experience, providing specific situational guidance. I'm noting these because they're a precursor to the concept of AI talking to AI. In order for your personal AI to learn and adapt, it would need to talk to specialized ones. Consider the event scenario. You're attending an event and your personal assistant can tap into a dedicated trade show AI assistant for help. It can connect those assistants and get the information you need. To get there, you and the assistants all need to be in place. And I expect to see more and more specialized assistants that deliver experiences such as these. Thanks for listening. Today is International Waffle Day, and that's Reason It Ups. I want to thank you all. We crossed 1 million views over the weekend. Thank you for your support. I really do appreciate it, and I do thank you so much for letting me do this and be with you every day. There's a few things you can do to help support the show. If you're a listener, like, share, follow, and tell others. And if you value it, you want me to do more, you can support on Patreon at patreon.com/MSPradio. And if you're an MSP, tell your vendors to advertise. Vendors, you can support the show on Patreon too for shoutouts or advertise to reach our expansive MSP audience. Thank you again so much for your support, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button, follow, or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on this show, visit mspradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.